The 230 legislators representing members of parliament and parliamentary speakers from Commonwealth African countries have been discussing how to fight HIV/AIDS and poverty in Africa. Addressing the delegates, a member of Ghana's parliament, Francis Osafo-Mensah, painted a gloomy picture of the situation in Africa, saying the continent remains the poorest on the planet. He said the deadly combination of HIV/AIDS and poverty in Africa has created a particularly alarming situation. Osafo-Mensah says the loss of life through HIV/AIDS is causing massive social problems, with a growing number of orphans and other children living with HIV/AIDS. According to the Ghanaian official, in 2010, some 20-30% of all children under age 15 will be orphaned in sub-Saharan African countries, even if new infections cease and treatment becomes available to slow down the outbreak of AIDS among those harboring HIV. Discussing ways to strengthen Africa's economies, Hud Katuramu, a Ugandan parliamentarian, says easing restriction on travel and financial transfers will help create wealth in the region.
Once we work on freeing people across borders, freeing capital across borders, then that would allow people to go and seek for employment, take services where they are desired in a wider region. Therefore, that would be one of the avenues to create wealth. We can harness our resources together.
The Uganda Member of Parliament also stressed how important it is for African countries to exchange ideas, experiences and information in the fight against HIV/AIDS.
For instance, we have in East Africa that long road from Mombasa through Uganda, through Kenya, Rwanda, Burundi and Zaire. So all along that route, we have drivers of trucks. We want to know who are the carriers of HIV/AIDS and what should be really the interventions that we should make. If we have sex workers along these routes, what interventions are we making so that there is safer sex along all these routes?
But Katuramu stressed that if the challenges of marginalized groups such as women, children and people with disabilities are not properly addressed, the continent's effort to fight HIV/AIDS and to build stronger economies would not succeed. The conference ends Friday. FM Duvi for VOA News, Accra.